Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40. You know what? When the roundtable's sponsored by Rosewood Grill, all I'm thinking is, man, when my favorite, we don't get to drive there for lunch. We don't have the opportunity to take our F-150s from Liberty Ford and cruise on down the road. But when they brought us lunch, that was maybe the best lunch we've had on this show.
It was. George Schindler was kind enough to do that. And I know he says every now and then, the mountain has to come to Muhammad, is how he put it.
I like that.
So sometimes, you know, we'll put the bug in his
mountain
ear, because that was great.
I'd like
great
to eat it. Yeah, I'd like to eat some more of that.
I would too.
A mountain of tuna. That's for darn sure.
That was awesome stuff.
Earlier today, Norv Turner was interviewed and asked a few questions that I think are very interesting as we get ready here for this Week 4 showdown between the Browns and the Bengals. The first one is, he was asked if he's more comfortable with Brian Hoyer now after a week's worth of work.
Yeah, you do, and you get to, you know, you communicate, and you get to find things that he's comfortable with, things that we want him to do. Obviously it changes dramatically because we're getting ready to play a really good team that's in our division, and it's a lot different than Minnesota, so you're spending more time on preparing for Cincinnati, really, and then trying to work on all those the fine points of playing the position.
You know, this was something I brought up a little bit earlier about that relationship, quarterback learning coach and coach learning quarterback,
yep,
coaches. And I think that's a huge component here, because they're figuring out much more of what he can handle, what he's comfortable with, which is a lot. And they've been understanding of this right along, because he's been in meetings since the offseason and, of course, throughout training camp, preseason. But it's the actual games where you've now had a vision. You created a game plan. And for Norv Turner's sake, not only it's the creation of the game plan, but he's the play caller, and what you can, you know, what you see him working, what you see him doing in a game that works or doesn't work versus what you expected given the situation. You're always, play callers are setting up the next thing, right?
It's like chess.
By design. It's chess. It's a move, counter move mentality. And even though coaches don't love to get into comparison discussions, Norv Turner was asked to compare Hoyer with Brandon Whedon.
You know, none of that, it matters to me. I mean, I in terms of the way people perceive it, I just, you know, Brian's playing right now. We're getting him ready to go play and do the best he can do and give ourselves a chance to win. And you know, the great thing, obviously, and the thing that has everyone excited is when you go win a game in the last 2 minutes of the game and you score with 50 seconds left, that's exciting. And that's, you know, those are traits you want in a quarterback.
Ever the consummate professional, Norv Turner, not answering the question while answering the question, was very good. But two guys I'm pretty sure he'll be happy to talk about are two of the most dynamic players really at their positions in the NFL right now. And I know it's only been one game to say that about Josh Gordon, but Jordan Cameron, 3 weeks in a row, has been phenomenal. And we've talked about it from day one ad nauseum on this show. Jordan Cameron was going to be a critical piece of this offense, and we talked about what a great tight end free agent crop there was, and the fact that the Browns decided to not purchase any of those guys for their team meant that they had a lot of confidence in Jordan Cameron, and he really has been phenomenal through the first 3 weeks, as everybody knows who's followed the Browns, and Norv Turner was asked about his young tight end who really has stepped up.
I just like the consistency. You know, that's, I think that was a concern in spring, and people talked about, me getting to know him was, you know, is he a consistent guy? Is he a guy that can show up and do it? And right now he's done that for three games.
Yeah, it's interesting that he cited that point, me getting to know him and finding out whether he's consistent. And I think that was the label. That was the question. Cameron wants to shed the basketball label. He's been adamant,
yes,
about it this year. And if you bring it up to him now, it's now a prickly point. It's a point that he doesn't want to address. He doesn't want to dive into his basketball background and make those comparisons, because I think he feels every time that comes up, it's a euphemism for you're still really not a football player, or you're a basketball player who's turned into a football player. He wants to just be a football player. And I think the mindset of that has had everything to do with the success he's had, that he's fully, truly, through his play, and now you hear it in his words, truly a football player, truly a tight end, and he doesn't want to be recognized or thought of in any other way. And I said this is about ownership of the position, and this is about being comfortable with the fact that you are the guy now, and being in the background of Ben Watson, and, you know, sort of in the background of an Alex Smith, although he wasn't, but Alex was, but their veteran presence
for sure
were overshadowing for a young tight end.
Well, and I would say this, it is, I know he doesn't want to be known as a basketball player because he is a football player now. But when you look at, if you were to go to the league leaders in the NFL after 3 weeks, here are the league leaders in receiving yards. Jimmy Graham, 358. Jordan Cameron, 269. Antonio Gates, 228. Oops. All three of them, basketball players. The three tight ends with four touchdowns this year, Jimmy Graham, Jordan Cameron, Julius Thomas, all former basketball players.
I was going to say, just throw Tony Gonzalez into
and
the
one
mix.
That made one of the best of all time.
Best of all time
and you're starting to see, one of the things that I think is very interesting, and I don't know if you got a chance to watch much of the Saints game last week, but Jimmy Graham scored twice in that game, and literally they said go in the end zone, post the guy up, and they just threw the ball up in the air to him, and he got it. So it is changing, and Jordan Cameron, you, sir, are a football player and a damn good one, and you should be very proud of that. And I think there are some instincts and some hops and some athletic traits that come from being a former basketball player, but now he's clearly a football player and right now performing at his position better than anybody in the NFL not named Jimmy Graham, and that is a pretty elite company.
We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. You tweet us at Browns_daily or at my partner's address, NathanZegura, yours truly at VicCarucci. One more thing, North Turner, talking about Jordan Cameron and also the impact of a guy named Josh Gordon. And the question is whether he sees Josh as, can he be an elite wide receiver?
I hate when people ask that, and it's fair. It's a great question to ask, but it's just so early to ask that. And, you know, the best players I've been around go out and practice every day. That, like Josh played Sunday. They go play Sundays consistently, and they do it. And people talking about doing it for a game or two games. I'm talking about guys that do it 6-7 years in a row and just do it. So, you know, to evaluate Josh with any other guy, you know, of that caliber, I think that time's going to determine that.
There's that word consistency again. And his message clearly to both Jordan Cameron and Josh Gordon is do it more than just in a few games. Do it in,
Keep doing it.
In Gordon's case, do it more than one game, even though there was a body of work that you could point to in some games last year that were sensational. But this is, I think, you know, we got to look at him in a much different way now in this offense and with what North Turner and Rob Chudzinski are designing. But it's there for Gordon to take because the availability, the opportunity will be much greater. Quarterback's going to be a much better position to go at, to put the ball in his hands. The chunk plays are designed into this offense in more ways than the previous coaching staff had. It's all there for him. Does he want it? Can he do it? Can he be consistent? Can he be available?
And I like that. Listen, I like that Norv is saying one game is great, but let's keep striving to get better, be consistent, and have this be the conversation after every single game, and then we can figure it out because Norv Turner is the only person calling plays in the NFL that has had a wide receiver, his top target out wide, average over 17 yards per catch and 10 yards per target in each of the last five seasons. The only one. This offense gets it done. Josh Gordon, you know, may be, alongside Vincent Jackson, the most physically gifted players that Norv has ever coached in those positions outside. So I'm very excited to see what he can do. I hope he can be consistent. I hope he can keep bringing it at this level because, you know, I absolutely love Josh Gordon in this offense and what he's going to be able to accomplish as a member of the Cleveland Browns. We'll be back with some barks from the Dog Pound, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Or hit us up on Twitter at Browns_daily. Nathan Zegura, the notorious one. We'll be back on CBD, driven by Liberty Ford.